This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Wednesday, February 13th. Well, wheat markets yesterday had a bounce back after a weaker opening, kind of tagged in line with corn, which had a snapback yesterday, and then the wheat pulled along with that. That was mostly in Chicago and Minneapolis, which actually closed higher for the day after being lower most of the day. Kansas City couldn't quite manage to get into positive territory, and the spread with KC and Chicago was weaker throughout the session as well. So it's something, an interesting development with Kansas City versus Chicago. That spread continues to widen out. The crop report had something to do with that when it showed that ending stocks for soft red were a bit tighter than for hard red, comparatively speaking. So there seems to be a little bit more enthusiasm with the Chicago versus the Kansas City. That said, there's also some chatter that China might be in the market for some U.S. wheat. Now, that's probably going to be spring wheat, or at least some of it spring wheat. They usually come in for the higher grade milling wheats to blend off with their lower quality. So it's most likely, you would presume, it would be at least spring wheat. And then Kansas City would be the next choice, but we'll see if that develops at all. The winter storms moving across the northern plains have created quite a bit of havoc across from the PNW all the way to the interior into the Midwest. Rail lines are shutting down. Snow is hampering movement even at the PNW itself. So there's very little activity going on. So it's hard to tell if China's actually buying wheat or if they're nosing around for wheat, because it's kind of being blended in with the higher basis levels that we're seeing because of rail transportation problems. The Gulf is having problems as well with flooding on major rivers, slowing down barge traffic. So exports might be slowed down here for a while. It's going to take a while for these rivers to back off, and certainly for the northern plains to melt, as it looks like the cold is going to stick around for quite a while. So this could create some problems as far as making us competitive in the broader world market. But there is certainly some evidence that China's doing some nosing around for corn, and that pulled corn strongly higher yesterday. After having about 3 days of steady lower prices, we snapped back and gained quite a bit of that back just in one day in the corn. That's pulling Chicago wheat higher along with it, and I think that's one of the reasons Chicago's performing better than Kansas City as well. This morning we've got the markets up a bit. Kansas City is up about 1, Minneapolis unchanged. Chicago's up 2, getting a bit of a boost here over the last, as we near the morning break. But at least we're showing some stability and some support here, with the markets having tested some decent support levels. In Kansas City, you've gotten back down to those lows from December and November. In Chicago and Minneapolis, kind of just testing minor trading range lows, and they seem to hold there and then snap back. So it looks like the market, you know, while it can't seem to get much upside momentum going, it's fairly well supported on the breaks, and it's mostly the spread activity that are moving things around. Now, as we go forward in the 6 to 10 day forecast, we're looking at another Arctic blast coming down into the central and southern plains. There's very little snow cover south of Nebraska, and it's supposed to get pushing zero, or at least into the single digits, across much of the southern and central plains. So there is some concern about some winter kill there. That's obviously not moving the market too much, but that is something that you know, we'll be paying very close attention to here, and certainly could support the Kansas City versus the Chicago, which has just been slowly leaking every day. That's something that could cause that spread to snap back and get into more of a realistic alignment. But for now, that doesn't seem to be the case. We'll see if that weather forecast verifies. We'll see if there's stress, that kind of stress on the wheat. And of course, we're not that far away from getting a good look at what the crop is going to be as we get into, you know, just in the next week to 2 weeks, we'll be breaking dormancy in the far southern plains, and then we'll be breaking dormancy in about mid-March in Kansas. So we're not that far away from getting the growing season going, and we'll see what we got. We'll see what kind of what the wheat looks like as it comes out of dormancy, as it was, much of it was planted very late and didn't get well established before it went into dormancy. So we'll see here soon what it looks like, how much acres will be abandoned, and then we're full bore into the growing season. In the meantime, we're focused on demand, and we see that world prices are backing off just a little bit. Transportation rates have cheapened up, so we're seeing a pullback in world values. Russia's still kind of priced out of the market, but the Egyptian purchase last week showed that values were down $1 to $2 a ton. And again, with cheaper freight rates, that makes that possible. But we expect that Russia will be a small player here over the next couple months and probably regain some momentum as we get into the springtime and their ports thaw out and they get better transportation from the interior. But for now, we expect that we'll see much more demand come to the United States, that for the next couple months, that's probably our best window, our best shot of getting good export sales, and then we see the Black Sea come in. Ukraine pretty much is done, and so is Romania for the marketing year, but Russia still has about 10 million tons of wheat left to sell. At the moment, they're struggling to do that because of the expense of getting it to the export facilities, but as it warms up, that should become easier to do, unless the government steps in and slows down those exports or shuts them off. So far, they have indicated that that is not their intention. They'll let the market do it. But they are concerned about record high prices in the interior and record high flour prices. So obviously that's something they're paying very close attention to. But again, for now, in the near term, we expect that demand for U.S. wheat will be very strong. That should at least provide a floor to the market, if not much to the upside, at least a floor. And we're seeing that kind of play out here as the market is retesting these major support levels. So that wraps it up for the week commentary. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.